ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி லிசன் டு ஆங்ஷியஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் அபவுட் அன் இமினன்ட் அட்டாக் அஸ் டெபிக்டட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 350 பென் பை த போய்ட் மதுரை மேலைக்கடை கண்ணம் புகுத்தார் ஆயத்தனார். The verse is situated in the category of kanji thinai or defense and extols the beauty of a maiden. Thoornda kidangin soornda nyayil sidainda inji kaduvai moodur yaangu aavadu koldane taangaadu padu malai urumin irangu murasin kaduman veendar kaalai vandu yem nedanilai vaayil kotkuvar maado பொருதாது அமைகுவர் அல்லர் போர் உழந்து அடுமுரன் முன்பின் தன்னயர் ஏந்திய வடிவேல் எக்கின் சிவந்த உண்கண் தொடி பிறள் முன்கை இளையோல் அணிநல் ஆகத்து அரும்பிய சுனங்கே. We journey on in this section of this ancient anthology talking about wars to win a woman. The poet's words can be translated as follows. With those silt-filled moats, battered fort gates, shattered fort walls, this ancient town is ruined already. How can it bear this? And what is to become of it now? With roaring drums akin to thundering clouds, those kings on speedy horses will arrive in the morning and pace around our tall main gates and will not rest without waging war. For such is the beauty of the reddened cold-streaked eyes, akin to well-edged spears held by her courageous brothers, who are ever ready to fight and kill in the battlefield, the forearms decked with bangles, and the palace pod spreading on the adorned bosom of that young maiden. Let's delve into the details. The poet describes to us the state of the town as it was then, talking about how the once deep moats are now filled with silt without proper maintenance, and so was the derelict state of the fort gates and walls of that ancient town, ruined by many wars. Now he wonders how this town can bear anything more. The poet is worried because he is sure the kings are going to arrive one after the other to that town with drums thundering like clouds. Also, he explains how they come not in peace but with a warlike attitude. Now, leaving behind these kings who will come, the poet talks about the nature of the maiden's brothers, saying they have seen many a battlefield and have a ruthless nature to fight and kill. He then seamlessly transits from the brothers to the red-streaked spears they hold in hand, and he compares these to the reddened, cold-streaked eyes of the maiden, further throwing a glimpse of her bangle-clad arms and the palace pot sprouting on her beautiful breasts. He thus concludes with the implied words that such is her beauty that those kings will surely come, wage war, and spread ruin in her town. Reverting to the mention of palace pots, it made me wonder if Sangam poets are referring to striae or stretch marks that appear in a girl's body during puberty. That would explain the multiple references to the appearance of these pods, which are not seen as blemishes but as symbols of beauty. Also, I was struck by the unusual simile of equating red spears with the eyes of a woman. And this made me think of how, in people of African descent with a very dark skin, we sometimes find that their eyes are indeed red. Some sources say this could be a genetic adaptation of surviving in the extreme heat of zones in Africa, such as the Kalahari. Could these red-eyed Sangam maiden with such beauty be a proof of the African lineage of these ancient Tamils? Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.